Holy cow, DQ. We need to talk. I have a confession. I love Dairy Queen. Not a casual, oh sure, they're fine kind of love. I mean real, unwavering devotion. The kind that makes me smile when I spot that red DQ logo from a mile away. The kind that has me planning road trips with a blizzard stop baked in. And I've even written about DQ twice before, in 2021 and again in 2023, and for good reason. If you want to read those blogs, go back to neilstrips.com and look them up. So why does DQ have my heart? Several reasons. One, reliability. It's open 7 days a week. It's been around for 85 years. It has 7,700 stores in 20 countries. You can count on them. Secondly, ownership. There's a reason Warren Buffett bought DQ 27 years ago and still holds on to it. It's a brand you trust. Third, and most importantly, it's human connection. In a world where so much is moving away from real human interaction, examples are self-checkout at grocery stores or ordering kiosks at a fast food chain or apps for everything. In this world, DQ stands out. You still get to talk to a person, look them in the eye, maybe even share a smile or a quick laugh. It's not just about placing an order. It's about those tiny moments of connection that make us feel part of a community. At a time when technology is slowly squeezing out these small but meaningful interactions, DQ keeps them alive. And I think that's worth celebrating. And I can't emphasize this enough. And finally, my reasons for loving DQ are what I would call blizzard bliss. For 40 years, DQ has been making blizzards a little miracle in a cup. What's my go-to? Mint chocolate chip. Bliss on a spoon. So yes, I can go on and on about why DQ is one of my favorite places on earth. But then, a shocker. The other day in Laurel, Mississippi, I walked in ready for my usual order. Mint chocolate chip blizzard and a fish sandwich. I've done this dance many times before. I order it, you serve it, everyone's happy. Only this time, nothing. No fish sandwich. No pescatarian option. No vegetarian choice. Just meat, meat, and more meat. Totally unlike the attractive wild Alaskan fish sandwich offered at the Bandon, Oregon DQ. That's when I learned about heartbreak. And it stung. That you don't have fish sandwich at all locations and at all times of the year. Sometimes it's seasonal, sometimes it's regional, sometimes I suspect it's a closely guarded state secret. And I'll be honest, DQ, it rattled me. This is the first time I've had to face the truth that not everything I love about you is perfect. The pedestal I placed you on has a small crack. And while I'm still a devoted fan, there's a quiet disappointment. A sadness in realizing that even something I've glorified in my mind is not perfect. It has a flaw or two. Still, I'll be back, blizzard in hand, but now with just a touch more reality in the mix. And one last thing, DQ. If you happen to read my blogs or listen to my podcast, here's a plea. Please add a fish sandwich to your menu all year round. in every season, in every location, not just during Lent, and not just in those stores near the sea. Thanks, DQ. Your devoted fan, Neil.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.